Today on More to Life, parenting with purpose. We'll help you be a more confident Catholic parent at every age and stage. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, parenting with purpose. What does that mean? Well, it means that instead of just looking at the problems that we face as parents and sort of either stumbling our way through or throwing up our hands and saying, well, I guess there's nothing we can do about this, being able to be intentional about finding practical solutions that work and working to be a more confident Catholic parent, regardless of what you're facing at any age and stage in your parenting career. Sounds good on paper. Another thing to actually do it. So give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
And, you know, one of the interesting things about our conversation today is that as we look at those parenting challenges, as you said, Greg, at every age and stage, whether you are expecting your first child or hoping for your first child or all the way through to, you know, you are the grandparent now and you're trying to figure out your relationship with your adult kids or those grandkids and you want to be closer to them and help them, there's always a way to go from being a parent who happens to be Catholic to allowing the Lord to come in and really transform him so that you are a Catholic parent in everything you do, in the way you connect with God, in the way you connect your family with God, in the way you serve the Lord and your family, in all of those aspects, because the wonderful news is God doesn't want you to have to do this alone. He did not give you children and then send you out and say, it's a test. This is your exam. Go see what grade you can get all by yourself. He wants to be part of every moment of every day because he loves you. You are his child, and he loves your children, your grandchildren, and he wants to be a part of helping you all be your best selves, your most happy, healthy, holy selves every single day.
877-573-7825. The fact is, parenting is hard, especially when you're dealing with a kid who's struggling in some way. So, do you have a younger child who's having a hard time handling their emotions, behaving well, or dealing with school or social problems? Do you have a teen who's pushing back against your rules, your expectations, or your faith or values? Or maybe you have an adult child or even grandkid who's struggling in some way and you're not sure how to support or help them. We want to help you parent with purpose and be a more confident Catholic parent at every age and stage of your parenting career. Give us a call now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. I want to just step off this topic for just a second to put a call out there that Ave Maria Radio is having its fall membership drive this week. And Ave Maria Radio is, of course, the station that produces our program and several other programs like Ave Maria Radio in the afternoon and Catholic Connection and others. I want to make sure that you are supporting your local EWTN station first. And if you have not done so, please make a pledge to support your local EWTN station. But if you are in a position to make an additional donation to Ave Maria Radio, we're about $164,000 that we have to raise today to meet our goal and to keep the programming going and the station going strong. So I would just ask if you would prayerfully consider making a donation to Ave Maria Radio by going online at AveMariaRadio.net or even calling in a pledge at 877-288-1077. That's the pledge drive line. Again, nobody's asked me to do this. I'm just doing it because I feel led to ask if there's anybody out there who can help Ave Maria Radio meet their goal today. It's $164,000 to go as of 10:06 this morning. So support your local station first, but if you're in a position to give a little bit more, please help Ave Maria Radio meet their goals so we can continue supporting you in the work that we do.
And of course, always remember what Mother Angelica said. Make sure you slip that support of EWTN Radio in between your gas and your electric bill, because it's very, very important to keep Catholic radio here and growing strong, because the world is a crazy place to navigate, especially these days, and you need a solid Catholic guidance and voice.
Well, and we are here to continue to support you, and thank you for your support by giving you some parenting advice today. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, you know, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me parent more effectively? Well, you've come to the right place. St. John Paul gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design and creation.
You know, we see in a theology of the body that the Catholic vision of family life is very different than the world's vision of family life. The theology of the body reminds us that families are supposed to be schools of love and virtue. How many times have you seen that out in the world? Probably not very often. The lessons that we learn from how our parents treat us become the unconscious rules we follow in our adult relationships. And this is especially true with regard to discipline, because the way we handle our children's misbehavior establishes lifelong habits in the way they'll handle conflict and disagreements with their future spouse and children. Likewise, although most families don't even realize it, the way Catholic parents handle conflict with their kids is an important building block of family spirituality. Whenever we have to correct our children, we need to ask God to help us be our best selves and teach us how to bring out the best in that child.
One of the most important things we can do, in fact, to be more confident Catholic parents is to get in the habit of praying before we correct our kids. That's a mindset shift, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ideally, we should even pray with our kids before we correct them by saying something like, "Lord, help me know how to be the parent my child needs me to be right now and show them how much I love them. Help me really listen to their needs and concerns and know how to help them meet those needs in godly ways." You know, if I can do that, that really sets a tone for that exchange where I'm correcting that child, where they can really see that I'm there to try to help instead of just shame or make them feel bad for getting it wrong. You know, family life becomes the school of love and virtue the church says it's supposed to be, not by me trying to figure out how to handle discipline issues and conflicts with my kids all on my own, but by humbly admitting that, you know, all of us parents are just learning as we go, and then asking God for help to be the parents he wants us to be every day. So let's talk about how to do that, not just in terms of reaching out to God and kind of creating that space where we remember to do this, but also to really learn how to respond to these things in a more purposeful way, in a more confident way, in a more graceful way. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our kids. Whatever age they might be, we never stop being parents. We never stop worrying about them. We never stop trying to figure out how we can help. And sometimes It's not an easy answer to figure out. And so, Lord, we bring those challenges that we face with our kids to you. And we ask you to teach us how to be the parents our kids need us to be, so that we can show them your love and give them your guidance. Help us to be attentive to their needs and concerns that are behind the bad behaviors and poor choices they make, and help them be open to the help that we want to give them, so that we can ultimately lead them to you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting on our show titled Parenting with Purpose. We want to help you be a more confident Catholic parent, regardless of what the problems you're facing, whether your kids are little, teens, or young adults. Let us help you parent more effectively. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to More to Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your
question? On?
So, our oldest daughter, she just went off to college. She's a freshman at a state university about 45 minutes from home. And up until this moment, she's been homeschooled, combination homeschool, Catholic school. And, you know, she's been really close to her faith. However, we notice that now when she's away, she's pushing back on us a little bit in the expectations that we have while she's away. And
for
instance, she put herself in a what I would consider a precarious situation out late with some other young men. She was the only female, and it made my husband and I very uncomfortable. And she says, "Well, you don't know my friend. You don't know my friends here." And she pushed back and said, "Look, you're hovering. You're helicopter parents. You always have been. You need to give me my space." And it was hurtful. And we're trying to navigate this by keeping her. You know, this is going to sound dramatic, but we didn't send her to college to lose her soul, right? And so
that is not dramatic at all.
No, it's not dramatic. We understand that.
That is not dramatic. That is speaking truth.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Let me ask you. Tell me a little bit more about how when you learned that she went out with these guys at night, you know, and she was the only woman there, you know, how did you approach that with her?
Well, we told her that that we were not okay with that. That she was putting herself in a situation that could become dangerous, and that we felt like she was being somewhat naive. And I mean, that was the first approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me. I want to affirm your concerns, and I want to affirm the fact that you're not crazy for not wanting to send your kid to school and lose her soul, right?
And
crazy at all.
I also want to affirm that there are secular parents without a dot of God on their radar who would also be freaking out about a young college girl going out with a group of guys at night without any backup, without a wing woman with her, nothing, because it's a scary world out there. So you got a both end here, Maria.
Yeah. What I want to challenge you a little bit on is the approach, right? Because that's what she's not, I don't think, pushing back against your concern. She's pushing back against your method, right? It's because we see the answer. Right, and this is true for dealing with any adult kids, and so this is going to require a little bit of a shift, right? And this is something honestly we had to learn too, that when you're dealing with adult kids, you want to take more of what might be called a Socratic approach as opposed to a more lecturing approach, right? Because they want to see themselves as adults, and they want to be treated as adults, and they want to be able to make these decisions and even mistakes, and learn from those things. But the best way we can help is not by telling them anything, but by asking. Hey, what do you think about this? How would you take care of yourself if thus and such were to happen? Or, look, I know that these are probably great guys and all, but what if something like this would happen? Have you thought about that? And it's not a, have you thought about that? It's an honest question. You know, so you want to prompt question, and she's going to still say, "Oh, Mom, come on." I thought, "Well, yeah, I know, but like, just for my sake, can you walk me through how you'd handle that?"
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's not. Well, let me tell you how to handle this now, because you're clearly too stupid to figure it out for yourself. That's what she's pushing back against, and I know you're not meaning to imply that, but that's what she's taking from it, and that's why she's calling you a helicopter parent, because you're trying to give her the answers as opposed to asking questions that will help her come to those answers and realizations on her own. And even if she pushes back a little bit about that approach, she's going to be thinking about those questions even after she gets off the phone with you. And she'll start to come up with her own answers for these things, or at least be aware of the potential pitfalls in ways that she won't if you just try to tell her how to handle these things. So your concerns are perfectly legitimate. Your desire to help her is beautiful. You're just going to need to change your approach, especially now that she's in college and 18, because otherwise she's just going to push back and keep doing what you don't want her to do to prove to you that she's a grown-up and
she can handle it and that you should give her space. The other part of this, Maria, is don't just handle the concerns, okay? You want to be texting her every single morning. Hopefully you have her class schedule, so you're not texting too early and you're not texting 5 minutes before the class starts. But you're texting at some point in the morning just saying, "Hey, darling, I love you so much. I hope you're having a good day today. I'm praying for you. What's going on with this thing or that thing, or how you feel?" Totally like you would just text a friend you are just making in your life, but with a lot of love and a lot of support. Do not ask about guys. Do not ask about grades. Do not ask about any of that. Just develop that relationship. Make sure you're having a couple of times a week, or at least one real call with her a week, or FaceTime with her a week, where you can really catch up with her, where you can actually see her face on camera and get that read on what's going on. But again, try to make it lighter. Try to make it supportive. Try to make it more adult, so that when there are real concerns that come up, like they did last night, you've got a lot of emotional bank account built there.
The reason that's so important is that research really shows that for anybody, not just kids, but anybody to hear what we have to say, especially if we're expressing concerns or trying to deal with a problem, there needs to be at least a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions between us and that other person, ideally a 20-to-1 ratio. So if most of our conversations with our kids are, "Hey, I'm worried about this," or "I'm concerned about that," or "Hey, you're doing a stupid thing there," then that's going to blow off that whole ratio, right? And then they become more defensive and withdrawn. So if you can maintain that 5-to-1 positive to negative interaction, or at the very least, ideally 20-to-1, by keeping up that positive chatty texting, friendly interactions, whatever, then that lets you have more credibility and weight when you do express a concern.
And what it also does is make sure that the interactions you have with her aren't always heavy. Because she's now in a place where she's desperately trying to make all new friends. She wants to make this college thing work. She's completely out of her norm. This has only been going on for, 9-10 weeks. And she's off kilter anyway, and if every time you talk it's heavy, she's going to go to all those other people for lightness and support in her life.
We've got an 18-year-old in college, too, and we have to remind ourselves of this exact same advice. And honestly, we put two other kids through college the same way. It works. Trust me, it works. But you got to bite your tongue, and you got to pray really hard. But taking this approach really does work. We talk more about this in having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters. It might be actually good to pick up the book now, because it's going to help set the tone of your relationship moving forward as she becomes more of an adult. That's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls at 877-573-7825 about parenting. We'll also be joined by Rachel Watkins, who's the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She'll be sharing some insights on how we can be more effective parents. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Parenting with Purpose. We want to help you be a more confident Catholic parent and raise godly kids regardless of the age and stage you're dealing with. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Hey, Rachel. Welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Lisa.
So you were sharing with us over the break, you know, that you wanted to share some insights on how, as Catholic parents, we're really called to parent differently. But what does that look like, though?
It is. We are called to be in the world, but not of the world. And the first thing I would lead off with is, if you get a chance, read today's first reading. It's like a parenting manual from Ephesians 4, 1 to 6. We're called to humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with each other in love. I read that.
Ooh,
thing. Went to Mass.
Who wants that?
I thought that was just like for wedding vows, Rachel. What do you mean
people,
for
yeah.
kids? Like, what?
Well, I think with parenting, the moment we have our first child, and especially we can fall into this as Catholics, I'm going to say it, we can think we have infallibility as parents, and we don't. The Pope has that occasionally. We never have it. We are going to make mistakes.
I'm just
going to
let that sit in for myself for just a second. Yeah, go ahead.
We have to let ourselves make mistakes and be quick to apologize to our spouse, our children, own up to our mistakes, forgive ourselves, resolve to then move on and do better. We need to lead our parenting with love. You know, we are trying to be that servant Jesus calls us to our children in a meaningful way so that they can learn love first from us, make it a part of their own lives, and then take it to others. But too many times we parent for our image rather than for God.
Mm.
How do we look at church? How do we look to the neighbors? Am I doing everything right? We can think that how we appear to others is most important, when the only one really watching us are, well, lots of people are watching us, but they're the saints in heaven. The Holy Family, God himself watching us and wanting us to have a house full of joy, humility, holiness, that Ephesians reading. So we have to think about how we are treating our children. We know the phrase, we use it here all the time, unique and unrepeatable. And with our kids, every child we are given, and I have 11 of them, is completely different than the next. And more importantly, they're going to be different every day they walk out of their bedroom. And
yeah.
we need to be sensitive to that. Did they sleep well? Did they have a bad dream? Are they still mulling over the fight they had at high school yesterday with their best friend? We can be kind to that and respond to that with love.
really challenging words, Rachel, but I think also really inspiring and encouraging that we can do this differently, and that, you know, that idea of humility, you know, again, as I was saying earlier in the theology of the body reflection, you know, we have to recognize that all of us are just trying to figure this out as we go as parents. You know, we aren't infallible. Mm-hmm. We don't have all the answers, and pretending that we do doesn't help anybody, because our kids know it too, right? And so being able to approach those discipline interactions, as I was suggesting earlier, in prayer, and even praying with them and saying, you know, Lord, help us work through this together. You know, help me be the parent my kid needs me to be, and show them how much I love them, even while we're figuring this out, and help them be open to the guidance that I want to offer, and help us to really listen to each other. You know, it just sets a different tone for that whole discipline interaction.
And then even asking them after that prayer, what do you need right now? What do you need from me, so that we can get on the same page and help each other figure this out? It's not letting go of bad behavior. It's setting the stage so we can truly disciple them through every age and stage and problem in their lives.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I'd actually like to talk about discipleship discipline more after the break, but we are coming to the end of the segment. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate your insights, and if folks would like to learn more about her work through the Little Flowers Girls Club, check it out at beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. And right now, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. We want to help you manage those younger kids' behaviors and emotions and struggles, those teens pushing back, or those adult kids who are struggling. Let us help you find grace-filled answers. 877-573-7825.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle. Yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Suffering in the world, personal suffering. One of the biggest things that keeps people from really giving themselves over to the Lord or joining an organized religion. Suffering doesn't seem to make sense. Why do children suffer? Why are there wars? Why is there persecution? Why are some people poor, others rich? Why is there such an imbalance? And on and on and on. A loving God wouldn't do that. Well, God doesn't do that. First of all, we did it to ourselves because in the beginning, right, we chose incorrectly. And then sin came into the world. It was not supposed to be like this, but God gives us free will. He does not want to force himself on us, because otherwise we would be puppets. But how many of us can look back and forget what came out of a particular hard time? You don't learn really good, strong lessons when everything is going great.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. When feeling attacked, judged, or misunderstood, our natural tendency is to react, to lash out and defend ourselves. We assume that the other person intends to be offensive. But even when it seems like someone is being purposefully antagonistic, we don't really know their true intentions. That's why charity and good psychology remind us that instead of reacting harshly, we can choose to be humble and give the other person the benefit of the doubt. That doesn't mean letting people walk all over us. It means that the best way to challenge an antagonistic person's bad behavior is to ask questions that clarify what they're trying to accomplish, so that we can help them find kinder, more loving ways to get their point across and meet their needs. Clarifying questions don't accuse or challenge the other person. They hold up a mirror that forces the antagonistic person to ask themselves, is the way I'm acting really helping me get my needs met? To learn more graceful ways to deal with conflict, visit CatholicCounselors.com or check out our book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
Today's show is titled Parenting with Purpose. You know, parenting's hard, especially when you're dealing with a kid who's struggling in some way. Do you have a younger child who's having a hard time handling their emotions, behaving well, or dealing with school or social problems? Maybe you've got a teen who's pushing back against your rules, expectations, or your faith and values. Or maybe you've got an adult kid or even grandkids who are struggling in some way, and you're just not sure how to help them.
Maybe you're just feeling insecure as a parent. You feel like everybody else in your friend group or your kid's school or everywhere else has it all together, and they're just fine, and you've got all these doubts.
Well, give us a call at 877-573-7825. We're going to help you parent with purpose and be a more confident Catholic parent, regardless of the age and stage you're in and the challenges you're facing. 877-573-7825.
Now, before we go to our next caller and talk more about parenting, we want to let you know that if you are listening in Central or Northern Illinois, your station needs to hear from you next week. Catholic Spirit Radio will air their fall appeal on their 9 stations across Illinois next Wednesday through Friday.
So we want to thank Catholic Spirit Radio for their great work and all the work they're doing to build the kingdom through those 9 stations. But if you're listening in Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Rockford, or anywhere, remember to support your EWTN Catholic Radio station. And again, as I was sharing earlier, Ave Maria Radio is currently doing its pledge drive this week. Ave Maria Radio produces More to Life and many other programs carried on the EWTN Radio Network. Please do support your local station first. But as I heard this morning, we have about $164,000 to make today. So if you are in a position to be able to make a donation, in addition to whatever support you're giving to your local station, to Ave Maria Radio, please go online at avemariaradio.net or call the pledge line at 877-288-1077. Thank you again for your support.
Now, if you have parenting questions today, no matter what age or stage your kids are at, whether you're angry, whether you're nervous, whether you're feeling insecure, or you just don't know what to do in a situation with your kids, you can give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, Rachel Watkins in her segment was talking about, you know, how Catholic parents are called to parent differently. And she unpacked a little bit about that in her segment, but I wanted to build on that by talking about what we advocate in parenting. We advocate a style of parenting called discipleship discipline. And I know there are lots of different types of parenting out there. But
this comes from St. John Bosco and how he was led by a vision of the Blessed Mother to really change the punitive, strict norms that were normal in his day and age and begin to really guide and disciple the children that he was entrusted with.
That's right. You know, you mentioned that vision that he had, that he, you know, was really praying about how to handle these street kids that he was responsible for. And of course, most of the advice that he was getting and the witness that he was seeing was, well, you need to just punish them harder and harder until they straighten up and fly right. And the Blessed Mother appeared to him and said that she wanted her children not to be treated with blows and harsh words, but with love and kindness. And it led him to develop a method of child rearing education called the preventive system. And applied more broadly to child rearing, we call it discipleship discipline, because what it does is it doesn't just punish bad behavior. It teaches kids what to do. And it uses that, it starts with that approach that we were talking about with Rachel Watkins, where we recognize that, You know, in those exchanges, we need to go to God first and say, okay, Lord, teach us to be the parents our kids need us to be right now. Teach us how to listen to what our children are trying to do, and help us know how to teach them how to do that better, whatever that is. Because the whole principle behind discipleship discipline isn't just punishing bad behavior. It's actually teaching good behavior, virtue, and character. So when a kid misbehaves, instead of just saying, well, I'm going to, you know, do this to you, take away your phone, send you out, yell at you, take away this punishment, let's talk about what you were trying to do, and let's figure out how to do that better. And let's look for opportunities and ways to practice that, and let me create a structure that's going to help you succeed in doing that moving forward.
And that's whether they just have been using a disrespectful tone of voice, all the way up to things that you're really concerned about. You have the ability as a parent to guide your children, disciple their souls, their behavior, their way of thinking, so that they can become successful, happy, healthy, holy adults.
Now, if you've got questions about this approach, you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, how does that work? You know, I'm not sure. That's kind of a big mind shift. And it is. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. You can also learn more about it by checking out our books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. Both of those are available at CatholicCounselors.com. I also want to turn you on to the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic Households on Mission. It's a resource that we created for Catholic families to come together every day. And this is not just an app where you go and get resources. We have lots and lots of resources there too, but mainly the app is all about support. First of all, it's expert support from Lisa and myself and from our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches. You got a parenting question, your kid's driving you crazy, you got an issue with living your faith at home, you just post the question on the app and you'll get that ongoing coaching support right there, plus the resources you need to succeed. But you'll also get an opportunity to interact with lots of other Catholic families around the world who are really trying to live this same model of parenting and bringing their kids to Christ. It's a great place to meet friends and get the support. So check it out, Catholic HOM. Download it today and become a subscriber. We'd love to see you as part of the community. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Adalia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kansas.
Hi, Adalia. Welcome to Mortal Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, I have a question. A problem. Because my son just turned 21 2 weeks ago, and before turning 21, he got engaged. So he doesn't have work. Well, he's a very active, you know, Catholic. He's a practicing Catholic. He's very, he lives in a fraternity house, a Catholic fraternity house in college community. Mm-hmm. And then he said that this has been going on in their community, that they got engaged, you know, kids get engaged at, you know, junior year, and then, you know, get married right out of college. And I kept telling him he doesn't have work. He doesn't have money.
Well, you're telling him that, Adalia. But when you say that to him, like, are you just saying, you don't have any work, you can't do this? Or are you saying, okay, honey, what's your plan? I'm so glad you found this godly woman, and this is wonderful, but, you know, you got to be able to
afford
stuff. Are you praying about this? Is God guiding you? What's your plan? Are you asking him those questions?
Or are you just sort of telling him, don't do this?
No, I did tell him that. I even told him that, you know, why don't you pray for it? And he said, like, I've been praying for it, but it seems like he's saying he's praying for it, but he's actually, like, deciding to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told him to.
Well, yeah. No, okay. So let me jump in here.
Yeah.
And this is not going to help. But I'm just going to tell you where we're coming from. Okay. So Lisa and I got engaged when we were still in college.
We did.
In fact, we got married the day after graduation. Neither of us had jobs. We were dumb and young, and none of this should have worked. But we had what your son has. Both of us had a prayerful relationship with God. We had been praying about our relationship since the very first date. You know, I remember when I went out with Lisa for the very first time. You know, as we were sitting down to our meal, I said, Lord, you know, just bless this friendship and let it be what you want it to be. as part of our mealtime prayer. And every time we went out, we prayed about what God wanted this relationship to be. And horror against horrors, within 1 month, we actually had reserved the chapel.
We were getting married the day after graduation, we had to have that chapel.
And within 2 months of dating, I proposed to her. And all of my friends stopped talking to me, and my mom stopped talking to me, and everybody thought we were crazy, and we were. But the most important... Now, I would not be saying this to you if you didn't tell me all the things you said about your son's faith life, okay? And I'm not saying you don't have cause for concern. Absolutely, you do. Because this is not a smart thing to do. It's not, okay?
But at every practical level, it's not wise.
But if what you say about your son's prayer life is true, that he is working to be a faithful Catholic man, he's praying about this relationship, he and his girlfriend are praying together,
and he seems to actually have the support of a Catholic community around him, of good Catholic men,
Then you need to trust that God's doing something here. Now, that doesn't mean you don't express your concerns, but what I would suggest that you do to express those concerns is that you pray with him, right? And you can say, as you're praying with him, you can say, Lord, I'm terrified for my kid. I'm afraid they're making stupid decisions and they're going to wreck their life, and I just want them to be happy, and help me to be the parent they need. You know, he needs me to be, his girlfriend needs me to be, so that I can support them the way you want me to support them and really help them be the couple that you want them to be, whatever that means.
Now, when Greg says, Lord, help me to support them the way you want me to support them, he's not meaning that, you know, you do that financially. He's meaning that you support them emotionally and spiritually so that they can stand on their own two feet.
And then ask them questions, right? Okay, well, you know, what have you guys thought about, you know, getting work after school? What have you guys thought about how you're going to handle this? I mean, and look, I'm a parent of young adult kids too, so I mean, you're going to want to say, have you thought about that? You know, right? What have you thought about that? And I get that, okay? Take deep breaths, you know, be praying the rosary while you're in the back of your head while you're talking.
You really should.
And really just out of genuine concern and love and curiosity, not like lecturiness, but curiosity. Well, tell me how you thought, tell me what you're planning about this, or tell me what you've thought about that. And even they're going to push back about some of those things too, because, you know, that's just bad news, Mom. Why are you doing it? But it's okay. You can ask those questions. And if you keep going like you're going, not only are you going to push them away from you, you're going to set up a dynamic where you won't have the relationship with either of them that you want as they become adults. And you'll lose any ability to influence them at all. You want to come alongside of them, even though you think this is crazy and stupid and insane. And you want to pray with them about this, so that they can see that you're working through this with them and a source of godly support in their lives. Even, you know, a source of godly challenge in their lives as you ask them these difficult questions. And then help lead them into prayer about it. Okay, well, let's pray about this work situation together. You know, Lord, you know, I'm really concerned about my kid's work, and, you know, let's help guide us on how best to figure this out together. You know, give them the insights that they need, whatever. So you're bringing up your concerns, but you do it in a way that's not threatening, that's not hostile, that's not lectury.
Well, that also puts God in the place of God instead of you in the place of God. Because we as parents, when we get afraid, we do the thing, right? We become the terrified mother hen who wants to scoop all the chicks under our wings and protect them and cluck a lot and frighten the fox away. But it's God who Scripture tells us covers us with his wings and protects us. We can't try to take his place, even though we were the ones who gave birth to them and taught them how to, you know, eat and walk and tie their shoes and all those things all these years. He's in a good place, in a good school with good Catholic support. You need to be the person who asks questions instead of tells what to do, and ask those questions in a non-threatening way that really allows them to think and pray about them, and you need to be their prayer partner in this.
So I'm going to give you two resources, okay, to follow up with this. The first one I mentioned just a few minutes ago to a previous caller having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with her adult sons and daughters, because it really talks about how to have this discussion and address your concerns in ways that your son would be willing to hear. All right, so that's having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with her adult sons and daughters. The other book I'd like you to actually get, though, is our book, Just Married, which really talks about the first 5 years of marriage and actually even shares our story. Because there's ain't nothing about this marriage that should have worked. Right. Because we're two stupid kids, 21 years old, not even out of college, and nothing about this lined up. The odds were 100-1 against this. The only thing that enabled us to be here 35 years later with three great faithful adult kids and more in love with each other than ever is that from that very first date we've been asking God to teach us how to have the relationship he wants us to have. And your son is on the front end of that, right? So we share our story in that book, Just Married, and also then give a lot of advice for couples who are just getting started. So you pick it up.
Give it to them as an engagement gift.
Read it yourself, but give it to them as an engagement gift. I think it'll be encouraging for you. I totally get why you're terrified.
And because if you read that book yourself, then you have those questions that you can ask, those guiding questions, that way to have a conversation, because they're reading the book and you've read the book. And you can even take notes, on another piece of paper when you've read through the book so that you have ways to enter into conversation with them as they do their marriage prep.
So I totally get where you're coming from, Adalia. I totally do. And you have every right to and reason to be concerned. We just need to work on how you present those concerns and how you can come alongside of them to help them think through this instead of just reacting out of your panic. And I hope that the resources that we're giving you will help with that. Again, that's having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters. And our book on the early years of marriage called Just Married, The Catholic Guide to Surviving and Thriving in the First 5 Years of Marriage. So check those both out at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we got to go to break, and it's time for our scripture of the day. It comes to us from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
Train the young in the path they should walk, so that even when they are old, they will not depart from it.
Now, this scripture irritates a lot of parents, especially parents of adult kids, because we often say, well, I did train them, and then they did veer off that path.
So many parents.
And there are lots of reasons for that, so please don't hear any condemnation in what I'm about to say. But what we often do as parents is we do not train the young in the path they should walk. We train them in all the paths they should not walk. We say, don't do this, and don't hang out with those people, and don't watch these things, and don't play those games, and don't. That's fine. They need instructions on what to don't. But they need even more instruction on what to do. And that's what discipleship discipline is all about. It's not, don't talk to me that way. It's, let's talk about how to express your anger in an appropriate and godly way. It's not, don't do that thing. It's, let's talk about what you're trying to do and find healthy, godly ways to do that. It's not, don't hang out with those people. It's, let's talk about how you can be a godly Christian witness in that situation. And so discipleship discipline is all about training your child in the way they should go, not just all the ways they shouldn't go. And if all we do is train them in the ways they shouldn't go, then they don't know what path to go down, and they just go down those ways they shouldn't anyway. But if we're really focusing on teaching kids what to do and what godly, virtuous options are for expressing those needs or expressing those emotions or making those choices, then we're doing what the scripture encourages us to do. And we talk about this a lot in our books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace, and every day with hundreds of families just like you on the Catholic Households on Mission app. So check it out, Catholic Home. Download it today. We hope to see you as part of that community. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about parenting at every age and stage. 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back in a minute.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here. Hard to believe it's already been 20 years of leading Catholic pilgrimages. So we're going to celebrate with a Danube River cruise. We've chartered our own ship. We'll share meals and enjoy good Catholic fellowship together. We hope you can join us next June through Budapest, Vienna, Salzburg, Prague, and a whole lot more. But sign up quick. It's already more than half full.
To learn more about your Ave Maria radio trip, go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the pilgrimage link.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I come from the other side of the tracks, see? My uncle used to have slot machines. Put one nickel in and it's empty. And I brought him home in a bag, and my mother looked at me. Where did you get all that money? I said, I won them. You didn't win them. He fixed the machine. I didn't care if he fixed the machine or not, you know?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Parenting with Purpose, as we help you be a more confident Catholic parent, regardless of what age or stage you are dealing with in your parenting life.
You know, we're all dealing with things right now, and in response to the great need for prayer, especially in our country right now, EWTN is leading the way with a novena to the Mother of God for the Nation, beginning this Sunday morning at 9:30 Eastern on EWTN television.
The novena is a free resource from EWTN and is available as both a physical booklet and a downloadable ebook. Go to EWTN.com/novena for your free copy. Most Holy Mother of God, please pray for the
United States of America.
Amen. And please visit EWTN.com/novena for your free copy of the Novena to the Mother of God for the Nation. Check it out. You know, we've been talking about discipline today on More to Life, and in many ways talking about a different approach to discipline than most people are used to. You know, most of us as parents fall into the idea that we need to just punish bad behavior and maybe reward good behavior, and that's enough.
And that's been taught to us for generations, so we come by it normally.
What we've been talking about on the show is this approach we call discipleship discipline, which is built on the philosophy of St. John Bosco and his child-rearing approach. Focus is not really so much on that punishment and reward approach, but much more on mentoring our children and discipling them into a godly adulthood.
And it doesn't only come from St. John Bosco. It comes truly from what Jesus Christ did for those who followed him. He took what had been a faith life for people that was very, very rule-bound and turned it into a faith life of relationship and teaching and mentoring step by step.
In fact, this approach that we're talking about raised a saint. Saint Dominic Savio, one of Saint John Bosco's pupils, is known as the first fruit of discipleship discipline, the Saint John Bosco's approach, where he really focuses not so much on either punishments or rewards, but much, much more on creating a relationship with children that makes them want to listen, listens to the needs or intentions behind their bad behavior, and then works with them prayerfully to help them find healthy, godly ways to express those needs and intentions. It's a very different way of approaching parenting that actually makes your kids, and you think I'm crazy when I say this, but it actually makes your kids grateful for your discipline, because they don't see it as you shaming them or making them feel bad or judging them or lecturing them for what they've done wrong. It helps them realize, hey, there's a healthier and godlier way to do the thing I'm trying to do, and mom and dad can help me figure that out. That is a beautiful thing, and it's a very different kind of relationship to have with your kids. It's the relationship we've had with our kids, it's the relationship we help our clients have with their kids, and it's the relationship we're teaching parents on Catholic Home to have with their kids every day. And we'd love to help do that for you, too. Thanks so much for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about the approach, download the Catholic Home app. Catholic H-O-M stands for Households on Mission. Or visit us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can connect you with a good, faithful Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you. Because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day. Thanks
for listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.